Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Brad Blanks coming on, live and direct from the east end of Long Island.
Scott, yeah, no, mate, I'm here, buddy. Yeah, great intro. No, I'm longing to talk to people. That song was very fitting because I'm missing my friends. I'm missing you guys. This is the longest I haven't seen you guys. Yeah, maybe, I do an Olympics for you, and that takes about 2.5 weeks. But this is getting crazy now, 26 days. So,
But you did find a way to contribute to the broadcast, right?
Oh, for sure, mate. Yeah.
So he always does.
I love Tiger King. Everyone does. It's the hottest show, in the world at the moment on Netflix. So I ring up my Netflix buddies and I say, look, can you give me anyone from Tiger King? And they say, well, we've got someone from the show, from the new movie Tiger Tail. And I'm thinking, oh, of course, that's Tiger, something to do with Tiger King or something. So I said, who you got? And they said, Alan Yang. And I went, that's weird. Alan Yang's an Emmy Award-winning writer-director.
Parks and Rec, and he's great.
So I accidentally get Alan Yang, not from Tiger King, but from the new Netflix movie Tiger Tail that comes out on Friday.
Okay, cool.
Ooh, that's a long intro.
He's explaining the connection.
What is the film about?
It's about a father-daughter relationship. So this is more of a Patty Steele movie. This is where she'll watch it and get emotional. Probably okay. Not a Scott Shannon movie.
So it's Brad going one-on-one with Alan Yang.
Alan, this is very intimate.
It's been an interesting experience. My first at-home press junket. But yeah, I've gotten to see a lot of living rooms.
Now, Tiger Tail, I guess, is it a good time to be coming out with Tiger in your title for a Netflix show?
I'm embracing the confusion, and I'm telling people that it is a backdoor sequel to Tiger King and that Joe Exotic appears in minute 68 of the movie. So please continue watching, and you'll see a cameo from Joe Exotic. I'm just putting the word out.
I've learned that this is the movie that was just sitting on your laptop one day, and you're thinking, oh, this could turn into a movie, this one.
Yeah, I mean, I wish it were that simple. All the writers around the world are hoping that they'll just find a movie like that, but kind of winnowed it down over time and try to find what the heart of the film was, and it ended up being about this one man's journey from Taiwan to America and the four most important women in his life: his mother, his the love of his life, the woman he married, and then his daughter. And so that really became the core of the movie.
Yeah, there's very universal elements in that. Even I got a little teary-eyed, which is your desired result.
I appreciate it, man. That means a lot. And I want to stress that you don't have to be Asian to watch the movie. it's about love. It's about regret. It's about passion. It's about connecting with the people in your family and telling the people you love that you care about them. So if that's not universal, I don't know what is.
Good insight. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brad. Thanks for watching the movie.
Wow, what a nice guy.
He's precious. He's funny.
Brad, do you have like cathedral ceilings in your place?
I do. That's right, Scott. Sorry
it
about
sounds
that.
Bouncing around. Sounds like you're
zooming.
Sounds like you're operating.
Media.
Sounds like you're operating from a gym.
Right. No. But yeah, I miss you, mate. How you doing? You going all right?
Well, yeah. I'm pretty positive about things. I'm a little, like I tell everybody. Let me tell you what all I did yesterday. Okay, there it is.
That's it.
That's it. By the way, you know what? I love what Yang said. I'm embracing the confusion.
Yes.
That's a good line.
We all, the words to live by right now, right?
Yeah. You really have to talk yourself down off the ledge a lot.
Brad, how are the kids? I mean, you got little ones. How are they dealing with all of this now?
We've hit day 26 for our lockdown. They're all right. They're not, you try to figure out if they understand what's going on. They seem to be playing well and studying hard, but you know, dinner time turns into a bit of fiasco. You know, there's a lot of over-talking. Yeah, there's a lot of yelling and screaming. But so far, so good. But, Jesus, I'm getting a bit crazy, Patty.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I know you.
Well, you did a good job with Mr. Yang. That was good.
that was good. Wonderful.
Yeah, so, Scott, I'm going to get you on Zoom. Last week, I interviewed Patty about her early life. So I'm very excited digging into your early days in radio.
How do you know that's going to happen?
Well, yes. Come on.
Because he's asking you on the radio, so you have to do it because the listeners will demand it.
I'll get back to you on that.
He'll do it.
Right. How's that sound? By the way, what are you going to do for Easter dinner? What do you got laid out?
I'm going to find some lamb. I've got to find some lamb. We have a big lamb roast for Easter lunch, so we've got to find it somewhere. I don't know how to find it or what we'll do, but... Yeah, well, I'll get out there and have a look around.
I have some lamb. I could trade you some lamb for some toilet paper.
Yeah.
I just saw this deal with the Olive Garden. They have an Easter dinner option, and you can do car side pickup.
They got lasagna. I don't think they're serving lamb, though.
Chicken parm, chicken Alfredo, soup, salad, breadsticks, all at the Olive Garden. You just order it and go by and pick it up.
Jeez, it's got Scott written all over it.
That's what I think I'm going to be doing. All right, Brad. Talk to you soon.
See you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.